Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of Fact, Fiction, or Bullshit. Or for all my new listeners out there, the FFB podcast for short. Hi, my name is PJ, and every episode we'll delve into the unknown to look at the history, the facts, the theories, and the conspiracies, then ultimately decide fact, fiction, or bullshit. When we say secret US military base, or facility, or whatever you'd like to call it, more often than not, you'd think of Area 51. And that's perfectly fine because you're not alone. Even I do the same thing. But what you have to realise is that the United States has one of the biggest military forces in the world. And by biggest force, I don't just mean numbers on the ground either. I'm talking the whole nine yards. From, yes, soldiers on the ground, but then to aircraft carriers, aircraft, tanks, high-powered weaponry, specialist units, submarines, then to last but by no means least, nuclear weapons. For sure, there are bigger armies out there, but none with a complete arsenal like the United States has, which makes them one of the most formidable forces on the planet. But with all this technology, all this elite training for specialized groups, all these weapons, they all need to be tested and perfected, done to the highest caliber to ensure that not only their nation, but others under their wing are protected by one of the best armed forces on the planet. But where to test these is a question. They need somewhere secret, which like I said earlier is why everyone would be thinking Area 51. The thing is, this place has already been dubbed the new Area 51. So top secret, so hush hush, that hardly anyone knows what takes place here. Today we'll be talking about Dugway Proving Ground, which has also been dubbed as the ultimate gated community, where I'll be asking the questions, what really does go on there? Are there aliens there? Are the US back engineering alien technology? Join me as I ask these questions and more, then give this the FFB treatment. First up, where is Dugway Proving Ground, and what do they do there? Even though they class this base as secret, there is still a website for it, because people know it's there. So I'll be going through that to find out what they say about themselves. Dugway Proving Ground is located about 85 miles southwest of Salt Lake City, Utah, in the United States of America. It's over 800,000 acres in size. It's surrounded on three sides by mountains. And first up, the size, ladies, gents and people. It's massive. To put that into perspective, that's two of London, in its entirety. If you're in the US, it's just a bit smaller than Rhode Island. As for the mountains, why does this just remind me of Area 51? What's their mission statement? As with all bases, they all have a webpage, and this one was no different. So I went looking, and this is what I found. US Army Dugway Proving Ground is the nation's leading test center for chemical and biological defense, conducting efficient testing and support to empower our nation's defenders, interagency partners and our allies to counter chemical, biological, radiological and nuclear hazards. Dugway Proving Ground provides unparalleled testing, evaluation, training and technical support while maintaining a world-class workforce, facilities and quality of life for our employees and their family. During my visit to this website, I see the acronym CBRNE feature heavily within their website. And you know me, ladies, gents and people, I just had to know what it meant, as they were dropping this quite a lot. CBRNE stands for Chemical, Biological, Radiological, Nuclear and Explosive Materials. Wow, this sounds like a fun place to go. It sounds very familiar to the one we have here in the UK called Porton Down. And yes, ladies, gents and people, I have done that episode already, so feel free to go and check it out. Some military tests have involved human exposure to biological and chemical agents. I told you, ladies, gents and people, this was the place to be. I wonder if these were volunteers or not. Now that's a question I'd love to have answered. But it does not stop here though. There have been other experiments that have taken place and all with interesting titles, such as the consequences of ingestion by man of real and simulated fallout, cluster bombs, spoil spores, Operation Night Train, Wet Eye Chemical Bomb, Big Jack, Autumn Gold, Data Report for Dork, Incapacitating Dart, Entomological Munitions. Now for me, they sound terrifying. Surely any humans taking place in these experiments would surely die, right? Or is it just me? I had a look into the last one, the one that was called Entomological Munitions. And under that, there was something called Operation Bellwether, which appears to study weaponized mosquitoes. That's just downright terrifying if you ask me. You could load them up with whatever bacteria, viruses or disease and drop them wherever in the world you liked and it could decimate a nation. With all this stuff that's taken place here, something was bound to have gone wrong, right? Just like with them poor souls who were disposing of all that radioactive material at Area 51. These same people who later on suffered from various diseases making their lives a living hell. So much so that they took the US government to court. This then forced them to recognise Area 51. This is no different for Dugway Proving Ground. One of the well-known creepy things connected to Dugway is a dead sheep incident. In 1968, testing for a chemical weapon called VX, and yes, it is the nerve agent. The test was done in the air with the plane spitting out continued drops of the nerve agent into the air. The wind then took it, and you can just imagine the carnage that this caused. The dangerous chemical got swept away by the wind. This then blew into nearby farmland in Skull Valley. Wow, what a name, right? After a few days, it was estimated between 4,000 to 6,000 sheep had died. The military refused to accept blame for the incident, but they still coughed up the money to compensate the angry farmers. They done this with the Rendlesham Forest incident too, when they gave full medical cover to the soldiers who claimed to have touched a UFO. But no, nothing happened. There was nothing to see, and there definitely was no UFO whatsoever. But as with all secret US bases, this was going to lead to what most people think, that this place is hiding UFOs and they're back engineering their technology. But they're not. That's Area 51's job. Like most things that are kept top secret within the US government, it's compartmentalised, where sections will not know what the other sections are doing, and this is no different. It's rumoured here that there are indeed no UFOs, but there are aliens. These are kept in an underground facility within the base. Now, after looking at this base on Google Earth Pro, I have to say that's entirely plausible. There are hundreds of bunkers that they have there, and they're all built into various hills. There are rumours as well that they have secret bunkers within the mountains around the base too. But why are they keeping aliens here though? Without doubt, it's probably because this is the best facility in the world to delve into any biological life forms, alien or not. But here, I've heard it's for an even darker reason. Most times in life, we as humans end up dissecting various life forms to give us a better understanding of how they survive and work. But this facility is definitely not for that. There are tales of dead aliens being held there deep below in their underground facility, preserved in chemicals, and it's been said that they could have been there for decades. Why hold them for that long, you might be asking, because I know I am. The rumours that have been circulating are they are attempting to understand and weaponise what might be termed alien viruses. Now, if that happens to be true, that's a greater threat than any nuclear bomb on this planet. Imagine this scenario, ladies, gents and people. They create a virus that's so deadly and contagious that it can not only kill within minutes, but it can release spores from every major gland on the human body, making this airborne within seconds, thus wiping out every person in that country. As I mentioned earlier on in this podcast about Operation Bellwether, imagine a swarm of mosquitoes all primed and armed with this virus that could not only swarm whatever town it wanted, but then could also reproduce infant mosquitoes with them already having the virus put into its DNA from its parent. God, this really does sound like the stuff of science fiction. The thing is, it's looking more probable as science fact. Would that not affect the whole world then? Well, yes and no. If, as they state, that they've had these aliens for decades, and that we have studied them enough to create a disease out of their DNA, I use the word disease, but it could easily be replaced by a virus. After all, this is extraterrestrial biology. Then without a shadow of a doubt, we would have created an antivirus. Believe it or not, this would work in a reverse situation too. Just like H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds, when it was just a simple cold that brought down the entire alien fleet. That's the way it'd be in real life too. Can you imagine half the world's population wiped out because an alien had a cold? And this now leads me on to my conclusion, In a place this top secret, they could be getting up to all kinds. From making the world's most powerful nuclear and biological weapons, to making ants that can explode when next to a target. This really is the way the world is going at the moment. Everyone trying to get the upper hand. The list of things that they could be doing there is endless. One that comes to mind is, say, a dust mite. It breeds. It bites you. It infects you. It then gives birth to more, all with the same viruses that it's got. Then it moves on to the next host. All while you lay there with the worst infection that this planet has ever seen, knowing that you probably won't last the day. It really is that scary there, ladies, gents and people. To be honest, I'm kind of glad I don't know what they're working on, as this has been scary enough. But now for some of my questions. Are they back engineering alien technology? That's bullshit. The question is, are they back engineering alien DNA, looking for a way to weaponize whatever virus or biological matter that was within the alien's body, then to unleash on whatever enemy comes to the front line first? That's so plausible, it's scary. And if you had an alien, this would be the place it would go to. With all that's going on in the world at the moment, with all the sightings and all the whistleblowers coming to fruition, would it surprise you if the US government came out and said, not only do we have the alien craft, but we have the aliens to go with them? Everyone knows what we do when we come into contact with something new. We catch it. We kill it. We dissect it and try to learn all about it. That's just the way we work. And if Dugway Proving Ground had an alien, you know they'll do just that. Just remember though, these are scientists working for the military, and without doubt they would be looking to weaponize it. Wow, what a podcast. Who would have ever thought you could take an alien, take its DNA, its biological makeup, and then make a weapon out of it so you could wipe out half of humanity? It's things like this that make me chuckle to myself. You now know why aliens have an intelligence that we will never see in the next 1,000 years, and you understand now why they will never ever come here. Just want to say thank you for the continued support, it really means a lot. If you could follow the podcast on whatever platform you're listening to as well, that would be awesome. Quick note too, with no podcast next week, I've got a few bits that I've got to take care of and I just simply won't have the time. And as always, if you like the podcast, share the podcast. If anyone you know that's into this sort of thing, let them know about me. And remember, look after yourselves and each other, and until next time.